Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a podcast where we talk about all things embarrassing. We share our stories, you share your stories. We're here to laugh with you, cry with you, cringe with you, and always bring some levity to your day. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate.
Let's turn Beat Red. How was your week?
Oh, come on. I didn't even get a chance to like breathe.
Oh, what are you watching?
How about that? Well, no, I'm going to tell you. I actually do have something to tell you. This is really funny.
I
think it's funny, but it might not be funny to anyone here. Like, we might lose listeners when I tell you this. But I have been rolling around town because, like, you know, it's too much. There's so much going on in the world. I got to tune it out. My cortisol levels are through the roof. So I only started listening to the classical channel. So 91.5 here in LA town. And it's like, I don't know, something washes over me. Something like calm washes over me while I'm driving. And I'm just like driving around. But it's a soundtrack, Katie. And it is so fascinating. I will witness someone like taking someone else's parking space, and the music is just like dun 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 dun, and I'm like, and then
it's like Beethoven.
It is like Beethoven, literally. And then it's like I'm like, oh, why is everyone stopped? Like, fuck me sideways. And then I like see an old lady like with a walker like walk across the street, and it's like. Like the violins crescendo, and you're like, and then I mean, and then you know they don't even do commercials. They were like the announcer will come on and just be like, "It's Shakespeare's birthday." You're like, "Bill Shakespeare's in Aries." Like you're like, I am loving it. I highly recommend.
I think you're onto something.
I'm telling you, there's stories, like there's no drama. The only drama that I heard on this, as far as like news goes, is like this announcer comes on and says, you know, Rossini only cried three times in his life, and the third time was when his turkey stuffed with truffles fell in Lake Como.
What?
And then just like back to like.
That's hilarious.
It's so
funny. So
good. So I highly recommend it. It's really helping me get through these times.
I mean, it's supposed to be the best thing to listen to. But I mean, that is kind of funny to drive around and picture it as just like the soundtrack of life. And
it's a soundtrack.
What you're observing that pairs with it is fascinating.
Yeah, it's a clown at times. It's like boop 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 boop, and you're like, is that a rat crossing the street? You know. So yeah, it's good. I recommend. So yeah, that's me. What's going on with you? What's going on with your week? What are you watching?
What I'm watching, two shows that I am loving, Big Mistakes with Dan Levy. Have you seen it?
No, I've heard
Obsessed.
Great things.
It is so good. It just sucks you in immediately. And I don't know the actress that's playing his sister on the show, but she's phenomenal. I haven't seen her
Gotta
before.
See it.
She's probably been around forever and I just haven't seen her, but she's really good. Okay. And of course, it stars Laurie Metcalf, who's phenomenal in everything that she
I
does.
I love Laurie
She plays
Metcalf.
His mom. She's so funny. She's so good in it.
She can do everything. She's
good
funny.
In everything.
She's serious. Yeah. She's like, she's the real deal. Yeah,
she's the real deal.
Gotta see it. What's
so
that on?
I definitely
on?
Recommend that one. And then we're also watching, or we just finished watching Beef 2. Did you watch Beef? Like the
no, but I want to see it because I
Wait,
love.
Wait, you never
Oscar
saw the first
Isaac.
Beef?
No.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Wait, is it a show? It's a show.
It's a show. So this is the second season. They're completely different. It's a completely different cast, completely different everything.
Now it's coming back to
like storyline, like nothing is similar at all. But both storylines are so good. Like I loved Beef. So yeah, we just finished Beef season 2.
Who's the actress in the first Beef? She's
the first
the comedian
Beef is I know, and I'm completely blanking.
Ali Wong.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then this one is Oscar Isaac and Carey Mulligan, who I love both. I love both
yes.
of those actors.
Yep. I couldn't have given you either one of their names off my.
I don't.
I'm so bad with names.
I'm so bad with like history and geography, and then. But if I'm searching for an actor's name, like it comes right.
No,
up.
You get it every time.
It's
yeah, you're so good at
information.
And meanwhile, I'm like our friend Robin. He knows every actor's name too, and I'd be like, okay, so the guy like for Ali Wong, I would have been like, okay, so she dated Bill Hader. I'll get there through like who they dated or another movie they were in with another person. Like that's how I'll get there. I can never remember anyone's name.
I do that too. I'll be like, do you ever do that where you're like, oh, this actor's so good. Oh my gosh, this scene is amazing. Who are they dating? You like interrupt the show you're watching. You're just like, who are they dating?
I always do how old are they? And I'm like,
how old are they?
I'm like, oh my God, they're the same age as me. What?
I know.
I'm like, no, I'm not that old.
I know. Oh, I'm older than everybody now. I'm older than everybody.
No, you're not.
I mean, the woman who wrote Sarah J. Maas, the woman who wrote my fairy porn stories, 42.
Wow.
That's so young. So anyways.
She knew she liked fairies from a young age.
Oh, I'm on book. I'm on book five. I'm on the last book. And let me tell you, woo, let's talk about Nesta, shall we? Maybe next time I'll be done with it by next week and I'll let you know what happens with Cash.
Wait, isn't Nesta the one that you didn't like? That character?
Didn't like her, but you know what? She won nasty. You over. She gets it on.
She's Nesta, nasty. She's freak nasty Nesta.
Nesta's like, I don't give a fuck.
Freak Nesta.
Oh, can I make a shirt? Should I make a shirt that says that? And see who comes out of the woodwork? Freak Nesta. Okay. Yeah.
So you're into Nesta now. Nesta won you over with her freaky flag.
Nesta is like, I mean, she's taking it to a new level. And her and Cashin, forget it. Nesta, if her silvery
passion for Cashin.
Her passion for Cashin, yes. Oh my gosh. Why did I think of that? Passion for Cashin is on the back. Freak
passion,
Nesta
not
first.
Compassion. Passion.
No, passion. It's not even passion. It is like lust. It is like lust and furious.
Fairy like, lust.
What is the word? Carnal desire. Anyways. Carry on.
Do you want to kick us off?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Okay.
So this is from Reddit, and Big Saskatuna writes.
Yes, I love the
name. Okay, so because of the classical stuff, I'm like, okay, I want to just deep dive for music stories. Okay, so this is a whole thing of just people who are play instruments and making just getting embarrassed. So this is just a list of things that has happened to this person as a musician, okay? Because I say this as a preface because it just jumps right into it. So they write, Big Saskatuna writes, tripped on cables, bashed my face on my mic, accidentally spilled a drink on myself, I fell off stage, I almost made a Lenny Kravitz level pants split, I know that's so really bad.
This is all one day.
This is like, I mean, who knows? I mean, it could be one day. Sweat so much compared to the rest of the band, it looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin sprayed me with the beer hose while my bandmates are dry, which I thought was pretty funny. Bashed my teeth on my bass while changing instruments.
Ow.
Fell off a different stage. And then, sunglasses fell off. Said the wrong city name. Had to leave the set midway to take a pee. I like that the list is not a crescendo. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, my dick fell out of my pants, and then it's like, my sunglasses fell off. It's like, so once you tour and play enough shows, the embarrassing moments become more frequent and then become less embarrassing somehow. Maybe I'm lucky because I have several smaller stories. I'm sure one day the big embarrassing moment will happen. We hope so too, Big Saskatuna. Please let us know if it does.
Yeah, you got to write in when it does.
If you hear this.
Okay, so for this next guest, we have a caller. I found her on TikTok. She's hilarious. I loved her story and I wrote her immediately. I'm like, will you come tell this on my podcast?
I'm so excited.
She said yes. We're so happy. Her name's Anna. Her handle is at ANNAH8. S-A-N-N-A. So Anna ate Santa. I guess it is.
I love that.
A-N-N-A-H 8 S-A-N-N-A. She's so funny. Okay, go give her a follow. You're going to love her. And let's talk to her now.
Let's talk to her.
Hi, Anna. Thank you so much for coming on our show. I know your story. Mary Kate doesn't, so she gets to hear it blindly with everyone else. But I loved it. It was a wild ride, and I was like, please come to Elvis. It's perfect.
I am so excited, and thank you for doing this.
Such an honor to be here. Thank you both.
It's our honor that you're here. Like, you said yes, and then now you're here, and this is just the most fun. It's so fun when people pop in and tell us their stories.
Thank you. I'm so tickled. Thank you.
Whenever you're ready, you just get into it. You tell as much details as you want, more than you told online, whatever you want. We're here for it.
All right. So let's get into it. Katie, I'm glad that you can hear this a second time. Mary Kate, buckle in. The only part of your seat you're going to need is the edge of it.
Okay. Okay. Well, I got this. Whoa. I'm like getting ready. I'm like ready to blast off. Let's get after it.
So, okay. So I'm currently imported. Currently 25. I was 18 years old. So people heard the story and they're like, "Were you just making these decisions?" And I was like, "No, I was dumb as rocks back then." Okay. So I was 18 years old, freshman in college, and my friends were like, "Hey, you should download this dating app called Bumble." I was like, "Yeah, I'll bite," you know. and they're like, "Yeah, the girls get to message the guys first," and I was like, "Say less, I'm there." So I go on and I match with this guy, and you know, he seems nice. And I didn't really know like what you should be looking for back then. I was just kind of like, oh, he's, you know,
he's cute.
And so then, yeah, he's cute.
Nice.
So
he's nice.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I did know enough at that point that people were like, oh, you should do a coffee date first. Cause like you can just get up and leave, you know, whatever, if it's going wrong, which is what I should have done.
Oh, no.
we meet up for coffee, and I noticed right away that he, like, I could recognize him, but he really did not look like his pictures.
That's already all catfish.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like,
you're like, are you in there? I guess it is you, just by the eyes.
And I was like, yeah, all right, yeah. And so we sit down, and I notice right away he's wearing his two wrist braces on both of his hands. And I hadn't noticed in his profile. And so I just, like, didn't mention it at first. And so we start talking, and this would go on to be kind of not a unique experience in my own life and in the lives of many women, where you're on a date with a guy and you realize, like, oh, I don't think he's asked about me. And, you know, I don't think he's, like, asked me a single question about myself and the entirety of this, you know, of this date.
So gross.
I have been there 100%. I think I've been there 100 times. Go on. Go on. Go on.
1% for each time. No, and yeah, it was not. So we end up, it's like 45 minutes. And in this 45 minutes, I get the lore behind his wrist brace. Again, he knows nothing about me. I can see him objectifying me with his eyes.
You're like trying to eat like a appetizer, like a really awkward appetizer, but you like feel the heat of his eyes. Ugh.
Exactly. It's like, and again, I'm like 18 and I'm new to the scene. So I'm like, you know, and so
you said, say less. I'm in. You were. No, I love that you said you were just like innocently going into this experience, just like you are here. Yeah. You're just like going for it.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know the rest of the story. So maybe this doesn't compare at all, but go on.
No, it definitely does not compare.
Okay.
No, but I get the sentiment of what you're saying. So he reveals to me that, so I actually took the liberty of looking up this term because I didn't realize it until I posted the story. So I was like, okay, what's going on with the, I actually didn't ask him, but what's going on with the wrist? He tells me, he's like, so I actually fell asleep gaming, and there's this term, and it's actually a thing that happens. I don't think this is like the official medical term, but it's commonly referred to as Saturday night palsy. And it's typically something you find with drunk people, I used to bartend, one of my coworkers told me it happened to him, where you like pass out drunk and you fall asleep in a way where you're like on one of your limbs where it falls asleep. But since you're like passed out drunk, your body doesn't have the awareness to readjust.
That's crazy.
I guess he did that when he was just gaming, but like in retrospect, it's like maybe there's more to the story.
Yeah, he had to be wasted. That's so weird.
He was like wasted playing like Baldur's Gate. He's just like screwing around, dying every time his character gets out there. He's like just drunkenly.
Like, take a shot every time like my Tony Hawk skater guy falls off the skateboard.
Yeah.
And so he falls asleep on both of his wrists. This is how I picture it.
I know, like at the freaking computer desk, like so gross. Yeah, like in his own drool and Doritos. He's just like passed out with his freaking wrist. Gross.
No, absolutely.
Oh, no. Saturday night palsy. I think this is like a real.
So Saturday night palsy. So he tells me, he's like, yeah. So basically both of my wrists, he's like, it's temporary, but I literally have no function. And I have to, he has to go to physical therapy because he like pinched the nerve and both of them, which I think I mean, it's kind of an uncommon thing to come across. I will say the people in my comments, they're like, oh my God, I didn't know this was a real thing. I've heard about this. And I was like, oh God.
But
yeah.
The fact that he went on a date, like it's temporary. Let it wear off, you weirdo.
I know.
Wait, is he able to like eat an appetizer? Like, is he able to eat, pick up his fork?
What's he eating? What's he doing?
He didn't even read his coffee and he's just like this.
Oh, man, it's coffee. That's right. There's no appetizers, right? It's coffee. He's like, okay, whoa.
No, but I feel like, you know, a hot beverage. So, exactly. You guys are kind of on the same wave like I was. So again, I'm a Midwesterner, so I was doing the world, you know, I was wrapping it up, and I was like, this is great. And I said, this is when I know, in retrospect, Ted Bundy would have loved my ass, because he pulls up a picture of the most adorable little kitten I've ever seen. Aww. Like, this is my cat. And it's like, oh my God, I love cats.
Aww.
I love cats. And I mean, I was hooked at that point. He's like, I live a few blocks from here. Do you want to meet my kitten? And like my cat. And I was like, and again, guys. I'm
now you know.
Was he like, holding up his phone like this? Was he like, this is my cat?
He's like, I have some candy. Get into my name.
This is my cat.
God, if you're right, this is probably what he was doing. I think I blocked that part out. He's like, his phone out. He's like, all right, gamer boy.
Seriously.
Okay, you're right. So I was like, okay. He's like, I said, do you want to come meet my cat? And I was like, screw it, yeah. I want to meet your cat. And that's when everything, you know, went wrong. Obviously, I end up alive in this
world. I know, like, clearly you're not a ghost. Okay.
But, right, I have the survival instincts of what I've been told, a fart. And...
The farts on this show survive.
So, yeah, and they do. And they
endure.
They do. It just takes having a little courage.
Yeah.
So we walk to his house. It's really not that far. And we walk in. He just has one roommate. He had like, when I was thinking back about it, he like briefly said something about his roommate. And I don't think he didn't say anything like horrible, but I could kind of tell he wasn't a fan. So he like walked through his house, of course. Okay, I know it's gonna sound worse. His room's in the attic. That's where the cat is. I'm like, I don't care. Let's go up four flights of stairs. Oh, I'll see the cat. We're already here. I know.
Wait a minute. He says the cat is in my attic. You have to go up four flights of stairs to go see my cutest cat ever that is in the attic.
And I was like, sign me up.
Okay, you're like, yeah. I love, okay, so because that cat was cute.
And I was like, no, the way I was relating, it's like, at my parents' house, they live in the attic. This is so chic. That's like,
oh my God.
Like, wow, we still get each other.
I'm so glad you're alive.
Me too. I'm like, oh my God. Okay. But he has a roommate. His roommate's there too. So, okay.
His roommate is there. Right. So there's a witness. So go up and there is a cat. To many people's surprise, there is a cat.
Okay.
I remember, so the cat was a boy, but his name was Lola after the Kink song Lola. And I remember, I was like, that's awesome. I love 60s music. Yes. 60s and 70s, hell yeah. And I was like, I'm not like other girls. You know, like I was really in my internalized misogyny era of life.
So, I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so I'm like petting the cat. And then that's when he starts like put the moves on me. And I'm like, oh God.
Wait, was he like, I'm gonna touch your hair? Like, because he had his wrists on. Was it because he could use his hands? Was he just like, I'm gonna?
Oh, it gets, yeah.
Okay, sorry, so, I'm jumping ahead.
No, because you're right. He takes to put the moves on me. He takes his teeth and he rips off the Velcro of both of his wrist brace braces. And then his hands, and they're like this. They're literally like this. And he And I described it as, he's like stroking his hand across my back like a paintbrush. It's like, it's just like dead weight. And I'm like, wow, this is
so sexy. So sexy.
Yeah. I was like, wow. I was like, yeah, this is doing it. And so I'm just like, okay. I'm like, I'm just so clearly focusing on the cat. And I'm like, And then I'm like, okay, this obviously, like, this is getting weird. This is getting weird. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to plan my escape. And then all of a sudden his roommate starts yelling. I'm like, oh God. And he's like, I hate my roommate. Let me go see what this is all about. So he's yelling. And then I catch one of what he's yelling is out there. Someone, they have light colored carpet throughout the house. Someone had tracked mud throughout the house with the other shoe. Couldn't be me, except when I looked down at my shoes, it was me.
So he's like putting the moves on you, and your roommate's like, who's tracking mud across the floor?
Who's gonna answer to our landlord? And I was like, oh God. I was like, I can't deal with this right now. This looks to be like new carpet. And so I just, in a moment of, I don't even know, I'm like, okay, what do I do? Like, he's going to come in, he's going to see if it's me. I see, like, there are literally mud prints leading to my spot. So then
the way up every single flight of stairs.
Like, all four carpeted flights. And so I just take, I remember they were kids I got from Walmart. Yes. I take them off and I just, his window is open. I just throw them out the window. I'm like, no, legend. No, no, no. I took my shoes off.
Legend. You threw your shoes out the window.
I love it so much.
Thank you. And at the time, I was like, God, actually, they should give me a degree already. This is so smart.
It's so smart. I mean, that instinct and you like acting on it is very smart, I think.
Actually, that's very nice. I appreciate it.
But I mean, you now can't like run away. You can't like run out of the house if you need to.
And this, yes. So then. Oh, but I make it happen. Anyway, that's when I'm like, I'm like getting frantic. And so then I text my dear friend Ben. We're still really close friends to this day. And he had a car. And so thank God, because I text Ben and he lived in the campus area. He's like, hey, I think we have each other's locations. I was like, can you come pick me up? Yes, like right now. And yes. I was like, I will. And he was a friend too at that point. He knew me long enough to know like, just do it and ask questions later. And so I was like, just like, you just have to pull up in front of this house right now.
Brilliant.
And I will explain it. Yeah.
Brilliant. Everyone out there, you got to have a friend like that. That's such a good, yeah. good call.
Yes. It's like, you just got to trust me and we'll make it out. It's fine.
Yeah.
So he comes back in and he's like, oh, he's yelling about like, he's so pissed. And I had like, also in this time, I was like whispering to Ben on the, I like texted him and I called everything. I was like, and I was like trying to scrub out some of the mud and I was making it worse.
You're amazing.
You know, cleaning supplies, you know. And so he's like, oh, he's yelling about mud. And I was like, clearly it wasn't me, right? Yeah, like, yeah. Who did that? And I point to my shoeless feet. I was like, yeah, that's crazy.
You're like, I haven't been wearing shoes all day. I didn't wear shoes for a date.
It's like, I showed up in socks to our date. Don't you remember?
Yeah. These socks are clean.
That's kind of my thing. It's on my profile. Whatever.
You know, he's like, these socks, I know they're mismatched, but they're not dirty. So, jeez. You can see the Christmas tree on this Christmas sock.
Oh, my God. I see you. I never wear matched socks. Go on.
No, exactly. This poor man. I do feel bad. He's really creepy. I actually don't feel bad.
No,
don't feel bad.
Fuck
he invited
him.
You to yeah. go up to his attic and then he put the moves on you with his weird wrists.
Freaking Edward Limp Hands over there. Edward Limp
Hands. That's why I should refer to him as.
That's the name of the show.
Edward Limp Hands.
That's who he was. Ew.
Incredible. I'm totally, if I ever tell a story movie before, that's totally what I'm going to say. That's incredible. So Edward Limp Hands. Yes. So he comes back in. He's like, it's just crazy. He's like, he's so pissed. And I was like, geez, that's crazy. Homework. This is great. This is great. We should do it again. And he's like, what? And so then he like, I don't remember what he did. He like turns for a second. And then I just kind of like, oh, sorry. You know, I have homework. My friend's going to be here soon. Because luckily, again, Ben was in the area. He was very near. So I'm just like sprinting. And so I said it, in the story, I was like, he chased after me. I think some people thought he was like trying to kill me. And it was more of like a, it wasn't that. It was more of like a,
what the hell? You gave me no context and now you're just like sprinting out my door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was like, no, I gotta go. And his roommate is like, you know, sitting on the couch. He's like, what? I'm like shoving past everything. I'm like, thanks.
Yes.
And so I like run outside and I'm trying to locate my shoes. And so at seeing this, I had thrown them out the window.
Yes.
And so I find one of my shoes. I'm like hopping as I put it on. The other sock is getting so muddy.
It's hilarious.
And then Ben pulls up. But then I realized I forgot he had told me his car was in the shop. And so he was borrowing his dad's pickup truck. And it was like a 2-door pickup truck. And the passenger door like could not be unlocked. It could not open. And so I was like, oh, great.
You had to like get in the cab, get in the back.
Honestly, would have been better than what I did. So I like come out the window, and mind you, again, I don't think this guy was like actively trying to murder me. It was weird vibes, but like he's just like, "What's going on?" And I'm like, "It was great seeing you." And he's like, "Where's your other shoe?" And I'm like, "Mm." And he's like, "You're like Cinderella." And
ew,
like, that's funny. And
he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna come find you as soon as my wrists start working again."
He's like, "This crystal slipper is the same as your Walmart Ted that we used."
This mud-covered Ted must fit a lady in this house.
Gross.
Like, wow, and she double knotted. And so I'm like running, and I'm like, so Ben sees me, like, Ben, I'm like, open up the door, what are you doing? What kind of sick joke is this? And he's like, Anna. He cracked away, and I was like, Anna, the door doesn't open. I'm like, fuck, I can come out and let you know. He's like making his way to me at this point, that Edward limp hands, and I'm like, oh my god. And so I said, just roll down the window, just roll it down. He's like, what? I said, just roll it down right now, I don't care. And so I just like jump in, and mind you, my feet are just dangling out of it, they're just, like sticking out, and like I'm hissing at them. I'm like, floor. I said, I'm like, thanks, this was so fun, I had such a great time. And like, we were the last thing you see, it's my legs sticking out, and Ben's like zooming
with
away.
One muddy sock and one shoe.
The other sock, that a muddy shoe, and then a muddy sock. And he's like, what the hell?
And he hears muffled, like, I had a great time.
Yeah. And he's like, I had a great time. I don't know the etiquette. That wasn't the etiquette, of course, but I mean. So then
this is
amazing. Luckily I did not like see him again. He did try to like reach out to me on social media a few times after that. But I did that night, you know, as a college student, I was balling on a budget. So something I remember about this, so I went back in the dead of night, which is so dramatic, but I went back in the dead of night to retrieve my other shoe. I was like, I cannot let this. And I hope you know, I was as dramatic about it as it could be. I wore all black.
I wore all black.
Mind you, like, this is just a residential street.
I love it. Love
and
it.
Like, I...
You like,
was a recon mission. You had a ski mask. Yeah. Like,
what is the name of that thing that you pull
your face
mask, flashlight.
To? Ski mask. She had the ski mask.
Ski mask. Or, yeah. But I mean, like, one of those stockings, you know, that bank robbers wear.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a weird name.
Yeah. The pantyhose stocking.
Yeah, you put, like, pantyhose over your head. Wait, did you find your shoe?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it. You found it, though. It was successful. It's such a great story.
Okay.
I find it. Like, this is awesome. And I do remember I had 3 roommates and we were living in, like, basically a shoebox. And I remember, like, I obviously bedded and I kind of drove around for a while after. I rolled up afterwards. I had one shoe and they're like, wasn't your Bumble date today? And I was like, yeah. I'm fine. Does anyone have a black shirt I can borrow?
Wasn't your Bumble date today? But like you have one shoe. They're like, this track. What's going on with Bumble? Like this wasn't your Bumble date today.
That Bumble date got bumbled.
I thought that like when you got your shoe, so you get your shoe in the dead of night. I thought that little cute kitten was going to be like. And like come out of the bushes and like scratch her face.
It's a real horror movie at that.
It's
point.
A horror movie.
And he just comes
incredible.
Out like Frankenstein.
He's like, oh, every time we do this, no one can see it. Anyone who's listening, but we're like putting our hands up in front of our faces and just have limp
just
wrists.
Yeah, it's like a
just
very
limp
Frankenstein's monster. I should say he's very his little hands out.
Oh,
yeah. Creeper. He's a creeper. I'm glad you got away from him. I think that your moves were iconic.
Can I just tell you, this is an amazing story.
It is. It is. It's so good.
It is an amazing story, and I'm so glad to know it. And it has ups and downs and twists and turns. And you, what you did was actually absolutely right. The only thing I would say you did wrong was trying to clean that mud up. That's the only thing. Like, yeah. Who cares?
I would have just bolted at that point.
I would have been like, your floors are muddy, and then just run. But you ran so fast, and you jumped in a car with your legs sticking out, and you threw your shoes out. You go back in the middle of the dead of night to get your other shoe. Like, what did you say? Balling on a budget. I love it.
It's a movie. It's a movie.
It's so good.
And my friend who saved me, he, a lot of people when they heard this story, they're like, he is a hero. Hell yeah, he is. And he doesn't have any social media, so I sent it to him. And he was like so entertained by it. And he was like, oh my God. Because then there were a few people who were like, oh, this didn't happen. And then I was like, oh, it happened. And I think she's leaving out like some even more dramatic details.
That's so funny.
But yeah, I described it as flaccid throughout my story. They're flaccid wrists. Yes.
Flaccid. Yeah. It was a metaphor. It was a metaphor for his personality.
Yeah.
It was some symbolism that I didn't realize till it was a slow-burning plot that I realized after the fact. Yeah.
You know, these stories, people show up with a full heart and full and like ready to roll on a date, and it's the most vulnerable position you can be in, and you did it, and you show up and you're like, let's get to know each other, and then that happens. But you know what? I hope it didn't deter you from being like, you know, brave and being like, you know, getting back up on the horse and saying, here we go again.
But
you know,
did like, deter you from going to people's houses for kittens and
never do that again.
And yes, my friends did make me delete it, and they made me like sit there so they could watch me delete it on my phone. They're like, you're not ready. You're not ready.
Deleted Bumble.
I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that story, Anna. That was so great. And everybody go follow her. I already gave him. So is it supposed to be Anna Ate Santa? Is that like,
is it Anna Ate Santa?
So it was originally Anna Hates Anna, like Hates, but then TikTok clocked my ass like 2 years ago, and they were like, this is hate speech. And I was like, it's against myself.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I've okay, seen the things so you guys let slide.
Yeah, I'm like, TikTok is a life coach.
It's really, funny though. I love it. And her whole TikTok is funny. So go follow her. And yeah, thank you so much for sharing it. We loved it.
Such a pleasure to meet you.
Such a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You too. Bye. Oh, that's awesome.
That's such a great story.
I mean,
she's so funny.
That story is wonderful. And to have a person, the person tell it, we couldn't have done that.
No.
Oh, that
nobody
was
tells
so
it better
good.
Than their own story.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was such a roller coaster. I'm so glad. Thanks, Katie, for getting Anna on here.
Yeah,
that was great. I love a good story like that. Oh, so
now
good.
Now you got to follow it
oh,
up.
Come on. I'm like, okay, wait. Oh, okay. Okay, that's going to be impossible to follow. But
Father.
What?
And to father.
And to
you
father.
That'll be impossible to father.
That will be impossible to give birth to a story after I had a beautiful baby like that. Wait, what? Okay. My next story comes from Erwin El Grande on Reddit. And he writes, bass player here. I used to have a progressive psychedelic band when I was younger. Lots of drugs, but never before a show. Our drummer was so drunk slash high that halfway through the set, he began to lose balance and was tilting his whole upper body forward and backwards. So imagine that. He's just like, whoa. Sorry, you can't really see it. People listening. He was starting to slow down the beat a little, and I immediately noticed. He keeps playing, but I see his eyes are starting to roll back into his head. While he was tilting back, he completely missed the snare and the hi-hat. So he's just like, oop! He's like, doesn't hit the band. He seemed to come back from his trip and tried to correct immediately, but ended up knocking his hi-hat down and falling to his back. So he like threw it in the front and then fell on his back. This is the drummer of the band. This is the beat of the song, the pulse of the song.
Not anymore. It's a dead pulse.
It's a flatline. We managed not to halt the song, and he got back on his seat and continued the song. The audience, maybe 50 people, just began laughing their asses off. The rest of the set was really cringy and felt terrible. It was fucking embarrassing. That was the last show this guy played with us. His replacement was really good.
Oh, good.
It had built-in pads and 64 gigabytes of memory. So nice. they got a drum machine.
Yeah. I mean, best bet. Drummers, speaking from experience, drummers are rough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, really? What do you mean? Keep. Did you? Because of your bands? Like, drummers in your
bands?
I've
had several bands over the years. But yeah, drummers were always, like, difficult to keep and notoriously. Anyway.
Yeah, notoriously messed up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Man. My next story comes from Quora, and Walter Conrad writes, many years ago, 1991, I was sitting in my apartment when a very attractive young lady knocked on my door. I could see she had been crying. It was raining that night, so I invited her in. I'd seen her around town before, and I'd spoken to her on several occasions. She said she needed someone to talk to. Well, I guess I'm a sucker for a pretty girl. I mostly listened as she told me of her failed relationship, lack of progress in her career and life, and her loneliness. We talked for hours. I was willing because I was off duty the next day. One thing led to another, and she ended up in my bed.
Woo! Woo!
Winner! Or so I thought. I'm a very heavy sleeper. Imagine my surprise when I woke up the next morning with a completely different woman in my bed.
What?
The woman in my bed now was an on and off again girlfriend that I hadn't dated in months. What? How? She told me she'd gone bar hopping the previous night and decided to rekindle our relationship. She made no mention of the other woman who was in my bed before.
She killed that girl. She killed her.
A month.
She killed that person. That person got thrown out the window like Anna's shoes. She got chucked out the window.
A month later, I ran into a friend of the first woman. She told me that she'd been awakened by someone opening my living room window. Instead of waking me up, she ran and hid in my closet.
Oh,
from her
no.
vantage point, she watched the second woman enter my bedroom, undress, and crawl into my bed. From the closet. She waited until she heard drunken snoring and let herself out. Bottom line, the first woman avoided me like the plague. Too bad, because I really liked her. Girl number two decided I wasn't really the one for her either and never came over again. Because
girl
of
number
her,
two's bad news. She's like, I'm bar hopping and I thought we should hook up. No, no notice.
I know. She's just like, I want to rekindle our relationship.
She's like, I'm going to break and enter right now.
There was a full-on girl in his bed. That's so funny. Because of her, I gained a rather unsavory reputation in our town that followed me for years.
Meaning,
like, this guy's got two girls in his bed in one night. Not on purpose.
So Katie, can you do that voice again, please? Please do that voice again. Say, do some more town
gossip
in that voice.
The moment has passed. The moment has passed. I
this guy is
it.
No good. Dirty, low down, double dog, double D, two time, two dealing, double dog cheating.
What?
I don't know. I was trying to do that country song. It's like, you're a low down, no good, double dog, two dog, two. I can't. You can cut all that if you want.
That's four dogs. You're a double dog, two dog, four dog, 24 dog.
Katie, do you want to start a band? I feel like we just wrote our first song.
You're a
low
down, no good, hound dog, two dog, double dog, four
double
dog,
cheating.
24 dog. I think it's a hit.
It ends on 24 dogs. That's it.
It's hilarious.
24 dogs. That's what it's called. It's called 24 dogs.
24 dogs.
It's about a cheater. Oh my God. Okay, I can't breathe. Woo! Okay. My last story of the day is from Tiki Haha 74. And they write, trombonist here. Sitting front and center at a major performance. Had lots of notes at seventh position, and the end of my slide slipped from the tips of my fingers. Long slide, short arm. So he's like, it's like flies. He had a solo. So he stands up and he's like, this is my moment. It's like goes into the audience, okay?
You don't want that.
The end of my trombone slide then clattered off the end of the stage and fell at the feet of the front row of the audience below. I had to sheepishly scuttle to the edge of the stage to accept my trombone's errant slide from some poor audience member who collected it. And then kept playing like that was totally normal.
Mm.
It's a little bit of a shorty, but I just love it. Trombone shorty.
Trombone shorty.
It's a little bit of a trombone shorty. But I just love that. I love the idea that here is an instrument. It is like an ancient instrument. I don't know how when the trombone was invented, but I imagine it's been around a while. And some brave soul gets up there and is like, this is it. I've been practicing. And it just like slides. It slides. There's the no sound that's going to come
trombone.
Out.
That's yeah. Why it's that's why they call it that.
That's why they call it that.
It's right off into the audience.
That's why they call it that.
Okay, my next one comes from Cora, and Mindy Kurtz writes, this isn't my embarrassing story, but rather my daughter's, and it still makes me laugh to this day. My daughter was about 13 when she got a bad sty on one of her eyes, so off we went to the doctor. About the same time, she had just gotten some fun color, but hideous in my opinion, yellow fingernail polish. I told her I didn't like it, and it looked like jaundice. I was like, whoa. Nice.
Yeah, great. So, we'd encourage her instincts.
So while we were sitting with the nurse to schedule a date to have the sty taken care of, I mentioned to my daughter yet again that I didn't like the yellow polish. I'm like, is this my mom? Like, she's like being so critical of her freaking nail polish.
No.
Okay. She said, I know, because it looks like I have gonorrhea. Scheduler just about fell out of her chair laughing. Well, I tried to tell my daughter, I said jaundice, not gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea doesn't even sound like jaundice. It's a lot longer of a word.
Then they asked about the date of her last menstrual cycle. She answered by saying, I don't know. It's hard to tell. My periods are so erotic. By this time, the scheduler totally lost it. She was laughing so hard. A nurse was standing outside the room laughing, too. I was mortified. They had to wonder what kind of people we were. I told her the word is erratic, not erotic. She says erratic, erotic. What's the difference?
Oh.
I waited until we left the office before she could get us in any more predicaments.
You're like, erotic means that you love your period. Erratic means that it doesn't come very on a consistent level.
Erotic period. I actually have one more. So I will share that with you.
Get it.
Corey and Tara Dosi writes, on one of my first dates with a girl, we got a little carried away and ended up in my bed. We lost track of time, fell asleep, and suddenly she awakened us with a start saying, I have to get home before my folks get up. I got up, I threw on some jeans that were lying on the floor, and I drove her home. The streets were totally empty at that hour. It was a small town, and that was a good thing. I felt something moving in my pants.
Oh, no,
not that. Oh. A huge roach.
No, okay.
Enormous water bug kind, as long as your thumb and neck can fly. At first, I tried to hide it from her. It was so embarrassing, and I didn't know her that well yet. I kept the roach pinned in one place on my left thigh by holding my hand over it. I'm like, ew, it's so gross.
Its little legs are like, just you feel that on your leg as you're
smashing
it.
You have this massive thing the size of your thumb pinned on your leg while you're trying to drive.
What would you do?
I mean, I guess the same thing, but it's mortifying.
I would pull over and like take my pants off.
Well, yeah, I'm sure I would scream and be like, what the hell is in my pants, and freak out.
Yeah, or I'd probably like try to smush it.
But that would ew, on gross. Your body. You're smushing it on your body. It's in the jeans. It's under the jeans.
It's disgusting.
It's not on top. It's inside your pants.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's so gross. I guess it must have crawled in my pants while we were asleep. I was driving a standard, so it must have looked pretty odd with all of the hand crossing over and clutching with my right foot. Finally, she said, what's going on with you? My concealment failed. I said, babe, I need to do something really important right now. I stopped the truck in the middle of a 6-lane road. There were no other vehicles around. I got out of the truck and I took my pants off in the middle of the street and shook my jeans out.
Yes.
I got back into the truck and we drove off. She looked at me with an eyebrow raised but didn't say a word. I thought that would be the last I'd ever see of her. What an embarrassing date. A year later, after we'd been married for about a month, out of nowhere, she asked, okay, do I finally get to know why you were standing in the road with no pants on at 3 a.m.? He never told her.
I love that.
And they got
never
married.
Told her.
I mean, a roach would definitely married. Kill the vibe. That would kill the mood.
Yeah, it would kill the mood. I do. I love that.
Big old roach in your pants.
And that just goes to show that you can be an enigma based on how little you say.
You know, yeah.
About a really inconvenient moment.
I'm way too nosy though. Like I couldn't leave it at that. Like dating someone, like there's no way that I could just be like, oh, you have to do something important. Oh, you just took your pants off in the middle of the road. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what's going on? Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Like, what do you mean? Like, I could not I could not be content to not know and then marry someone.
Like, I'm with you. And because I would constantly be thinking like, is he going to do that again? Like, are we going to be in a movie and is he going to stand up and take his pants off and just fold them, like, you know, shake them out? Like, what is this something like a tick that he has that he's not talking about?
I'm with you. And he didn't want it to be trapped in his jeans.
Is that what he does when he farts? Is that his like just fart thing?
We don't know. But now she knows, I guess. But yeah.
Now she knows. Yeah.
That's our show. We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, you can email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in our show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join us.
Join us.
See you next week.